100% right.
I'll admit it's a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, well, you should. Do, 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 do. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. My name is Dean. Nice to see you. Good to be seen, as always. That's what we like to say. Hi. Hey, nice to see you. I'm in a fight with Lachlan right now. It's the stupidest fight ever. It's the dumbest fight in the history of, like, pre-podcast fights.
You said you were getting into rhythm and blues. And to me,
I said I'm a big R&B guy now, like old school R&B. And then we started talking about the rhythm portion. Then we started talking about the blues portion for all of you millennials and Gen Xers. R&B is rhythm and blues. And I'm a big blues guy, like huge blues, jazz, original jazz masters. Love that. It's like super calm. It keeps me calm. I put it on when I'm working during the day. It's one of those things. And then you introduced this idea that Hall & Oates is the blues.
Okay, No. I said, listen, if you want to talk about blues, we can talk about blues. But to me, R&B isn't Robert Johnson, Muddy Waters. That's blues. That's traditional blues. R&B, to me,
the root is of
more
rhythm and
soul.
Blues is blues.
Yes, but it's more soul when you get into R&B, like Otis Redding, like Sam Cooke, right? Mm-hmm. And then I said, if we're going to have this conversation and you and I are going to, you know, share music together, I might even take you down a little blue-eyed soul path and get you into
some
Daryl Hall and John Oates.
Not a huge fan.
But you're thinking of Private Eyes, Daryl Hall and John Oates.
I'm thinking of
Man-Eater.
You're
not thinking of Voices. Man-Eater.
Oh, here she comes.
That's a great song.
That's the worst song ever.
That it's a guilty pleasure, but
no, it's stupid. It's the worst band in the history of fucking bands.
Ruined music. It is.
Yeah, they did.
No, it is not.
A couple of dumb white guys. One guy with a crazy duster, Lanny McDonald mustache. The other guy looked like he hangs around bathrooms in malls. Yeah, Oates. I don't even know which guy's Oates.
Oh,
which guy's Hall still.
Like, Daryl's the blonde with the long hair. Daryl, John Oates is the guy that looks like my dad.
Yeah.
My dad looks like a cross between John Oates and Bruce Springsteen. So,
they're not a blues band, is my point.
They're a soul band.
No, they're not.
And a lot of the stuff that didn't make the
they're
radio.
A poppy honky duo. That's
now,
what they are.
No. Honky.
They're a power cracker duo.
I have a soft spot in my heart for Hall & Oates because the very first, I had some albums when I was a kid because I was into music. My dad was a musician and I had some records around the house.
Yeah.
But the first album I ever bought, and I don't know why I bought it, was the Daryl Hall and John Oates Voices. So I ended up getting into like Led Zeppelin and Black Sabbath.
The same reason why everybody back then bought a Daryl Hall and John Oates album.
The radio.
The radio is like, oh,
but if you listened, if you go back and listen to that record, there's more to it than the radio hits. That's all I'm saying.
I didn't get past the radio hits because I hated the radio hits. It wasn't like I was going to go, ooh, a bunch of shitty songs I put on the radio. Let's
go
and see
another
how
band,
shitty the deep cuts are.
No, another band that lives in sort of that world for you brought up millennials.
Yeah.
Is ZZ Top. I worked with a millennial and ZZ Top had all these big monster hits, the Eliminator, right, from the 80s. And everybody thinks of that. To me, ZZ Top is the 70s blues band. Like beer drinkers.
Yeah. They're a blues band first and foremost, right?
Yeah. Okay.
And then they just did the rock and roll on the side. Okay. What do you want to get to today? Because we got a bunch of stuff. We've got a popcorn bucket to get to. We've got some makeup to get to. We've got a fleshlight story to get to. We've got a lot of things to get to today. Where do you want to start?
Well, we'll bookend the podcast with a music discussion. Okay. So we just started with the
Are we done with talking about getting you fired? Or are you getting fired from your radio gig?
We're moving on. I'm telling you.
All right. I'm just
the podcast is up
today. Are you okay? You feeling all right?
No, I've been good. I've been good.
I know. I'm giving people a dip check of my friend Lachlan today because it's only been one day that you've been working here at Cryer Media. So I just was saying, are you good? And you're like, yeah, I'm good.
I'm good.
Move on.
Yes.
Good. You're good. I'm good.
By the way, I'd like to highlight that my employment here is still an unpaid internship. Okay.
But hold it. Before we move on, what was the reaction like to yesterday's podcast? Because not many people get a chance when they get fired from radio, which is one of the great things in radio that consistently happens to people that get fired, is after you get fired, 9 years of them billboarding you and putting you all over the place and riding you. It's like, we just pretend that person never existed. That's the beautiful part of radio firings. It's like, who's that? I don't know. I don't know who that guy was. But have you gotten a lot of support, lots of great notes from yesterday's podcast? That's awesome.
Yeah, it was Monday's podcast. Today's Wednesday. So it's yes. The reaction has been unbelievable. Mm-hmm. There's people coming out of the woodwork that I haven't talked to in 100 years. I got a lot of comments from people from the industry that are still in it and have been fired. And we're very appreciative that somebody had the balls to step up and say what they're going through. It's difficult to do. I told you I wanted to move on.
Okay. Dude, I'll just do this quickly. Can't just pretend. Yeah, this is.
You know why? You know why it's difficult?
Talk about getting fired for 45 minutes the other day. Okay. Which is a follow up. That's all. You're doing great. Okay.
Yeah, I'm doing great. I am. I'm excited about this next chapter in my life. Here's the problem with bitching about the broadcast industry. This is the greatest job in the world. There are people getting up every day and have for years, starting the truck, making a cup of coffee, and going to a miserable job where they actually have to work. So I think at the back of my mind and at the back of everybody's mind in the broadcast industry, you kind of go, I don't want to bitch about my job, because the guy that's roofing in minus 30 is going to want to drive down to the radio station and kill me. Right? But I think we handled it in a very diplomatic way. Yeah. And you know what? Something needs to change. And again, a lot of people are in agreement with me that are in the industry or have been in the industry in the past and have moved on to different things. I think there's enough good people left to change this cycle, this odd cycle that radio's in. And I don't know what it's going to take, but I have hope that something will happen. Something positive will happen, because it's still a fantastic medium. It really is.
Dude, I say that all the time to people. We work with a couple of different radio divisions. Digitized.
No, you content. Shit all over the industry.
I know. It's the best. It's because I'm not in it. But if you think about the functionality of it, so if you just triage what's left in traditional media, and then we'll move on. You've got television. When was the last time you watched cable TV other than a hockey game? Never. Who's watching anything on Gem? Nobody? CBC? No. Border Patrol? No. Murdoch Mysteries? Anybody? Anybody watching that?
I thought about signing up for Gem.
Nobody watches television anymore. Like, literally nobody. I don't watch the news anymore.
Lots of people watch.
No, they don't. Television. Dude, I'm telling you. No, they don't. Then nobody watches television. Streaming far surpasses television watching. It's a fact. Yeah. Same thing with radio. Podcasting far surpasses anything you can get on a generalized signal where someone's trying to appeal to a whole bunch of different interests, because you can get anything you want in these interests to that point, right? So in the big scheme of things, you've made a great decision to not get back into the industry. However, to your point, lots of runway left for the only free medium that you can get. Radio is free, super free. The only problem it has is people don't put those things in your car anymore, right? So you're having a problem with technology at this point. You're having a problem. It's dead technology.
It's a race against that, right?
Correct.
And radio has spent so much time knocking themselves down that I don't know if they'll recover with getting into the streaming side of things. Like, they're not unless they
go after and start working with people who understand what's going on in this space. So good decision to be where everybody has to be in the next couple of years to actually get a job.
And I knew this was coming
with people. Yeah, you did.
4 or 5 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. So anyway, nice to see us. Glad you're here.
Yes. Let's go through what we're going to discuss. We're going to talk about PP. Yeah. I want to talk a little bit about, get an update on your lawsuit.
Canada Proud lawsuit. Yep. Happy to do that. Yeah.
There's a Dune popcorn bucket that's interesting that I'd like to have a discussion about. And I have a ministry story. Now, I've told this ministry story before, but there's an interesting wrinkle to it.
Yeah. Let's save the ministry story for the end. Let's get to the Dune popcorn bucket.
It's such a good story. We should wrap the podcast up with it.
Yeah, the ministry story. Yeah, we will. I want to get to the Dune because I loved the first Dune. Like the first Dune movie, the remake of Dune. If anybody knows anything about Dune, Timothée Chalamet, the remake.
Are you talking about the 88 version? Did you?
Yeah. Loved it. I thought Dune was phenomenal.
See, I loved it too. Have you gone back and watched it?
100%. Yeah. As soon as the first Dune came out, I'm like, I'm going to go watch the original Dune from 1988. The CGI sucked. It looked really weird. It was like going back and watching Star Wars again. You know, when you go watch Star Wars, like the garbage room scene, the trash compactor room scene, and you're like, oh, this is so cheap now, but I have to watch it because it's nostalgic. That's how I felt watching the first.
What did you think of Sting's performance?
Terrible. Absolutely awful. So anyway, they've
he
got
was
real
like
actors.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, he really was. He was so deadpan, and you're like, I can't get used to this.
He had a smirk on his face the whole time. He's like, I can't believe I'm doing this. I should be playing bass somewhere in a nightclub.
So anyway, I went back and watched the original one. Loved the first part, because there's Dune Part 1, Dune Part 2, if you know anything about the series, and Part 2 is coming out. So every time you put out a movie, you've got promotional items, right? So this promotional item is causing a stir. It's the Dune popcorn bucket. And the Dune popcorn bucket looks suspiciously like a sex toy. Okay? Here it is.
What would you do with that?
It's ribbed for my pleasure. What do you think I'd do with that? And it's supposed to be after these sandworms, as you
yes,
can see.
I was trying to explain that to my wife.
Yeah, they're supposed to be patterned after these sandworms, and you stick your hand in the sandworm mouth as you
have you seen the memes?
Oh yeah, dude, the memes are incredible. And there's this guy like Brooklyn Dad. Brooklyn Dad is a really great follow on Twitter. He's one of those super Democrats, and he loves to have fun with this shit. He's like getting ready to watch Dune Part 2 with the family. Got my special popcorn worm bucket. LOL. He knows what's up.
See, the thing is, this is the problem with that thing.
It looks like an anus.
Yes, somebody is. And somebody like is going to finish a bucket of popcorn, and they're going to do something horrible to that thing.
Turn it around and give it a.
Someone's going to get caught having sex.
Does anybody think about these things before?
Somebody should have maybe had like a meeting.
How does that get past?
Hey, Karen, can you go get the rest of the office together? I want to show you something. Okay, everybody, this is our new promotional item for Dune Part 2.
You know, nobody in that meeting stood up and went,
any thoughts?
Yeah, that looks like a fleshlight / anus.
See,
like
this
exactly is like one.
It's the problem in the world that we live in, Dean. There's
well, the problem
nobody
the world
is,
we live in is when I see an opening like this that's fashioned like that, every single warm-blooded person with a penis is going to look at that and go, I can stick a dick in there.
I would like I to. That, yeah. The thing is no one's honest in those marketing meetings.
No, they're afraid for their fucking lives. So every single smart person in that meeting was like, whatever you do, don't say anything about it looking like a fleshlight or an asshole.
Yeah,
whatever you do, because we want to watch this go to market.
It looks like the worms, right, everyone? Yeah. Let's make a million of them and punch them out across North America. Or they did it on purpose to help promote the movie. Is it even
totally
in theaters?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it is. It's in theaters now. I got to go see it this week. This guy... This guy uses his shower food review 102 Gaz says this is a great shower thing because the horrible designs get your hands dirty, but you can wash it off between bites. They were sold out, so I got the display one under the heater, so the bristles were warm and moist, he says. You know, he didn't do it. I mean, and then there's this one where you're like, okay, yeah, I know what she's doing. She's trying to tell us what that thing looks like. It looks like an asshole. I get it. It looks like an asshole. But some of the people on Reddit are having fun with it. This is the description from someone on Reddit. The teeth are made from a firm silicone, which gave me a lovely tickling and grabbing sensation at the time, allowing to tease myself to full hardness. This is a person just eating popcorn.
Oh, my God.
It was pretty tight around
the head.
much more than I was expecting, but I felt a bit too thin to stimulate me entirely that way. The buttered popcorn surprisingly helped pulling provide out of the lid depth. Pulling out of the lid was probably the most pleasurable sensation. I had to be careful not to pull out too quickly or the lid would pop off.
Oh, my God.
There you go. Anyway, just say if you head to Dune 2, make sure you get the popcorn bucket. I think that's what everybody's saying here. You're gonna need it for popcorn and other
things. Why do I want one?
Same reason I want one. Because when I see it, I just laugh. It's like you just laugh because there's so much.
I would
that goes
hate
into
to
that.
Be working at a movie theater right now.
Yeah.
That staff is hearing it. I bet you there's a couple of places that just pulled it. Like we can't. There's kids in here. Stop. Stop, Jerry. Don't say anything. Don't say anything.
Oh my God. I laugh because like you go back to the conversation where like it's in production, right? Like
someone designs it and they're like, what do you think?
Well, the assembly line guys too. Like get down. Look what they're making.
That has to go through 1,000 hands or like a million touch points to make a fleshlight pop. Look at it, I'm fucking dying laughing. I can't, like, it's the stupidest shit ever. It's the hardest.
You know what would be
like
funny too is if there was like, not that I'm encouraging this, but I'd love to see a truck have a car accident on the highway with a load of those where they're flying all over the highway.
Run into another truck carrying dildos. Yeah, I get it. Oh my God. Anyway, there you go. Go see Dune 2. That is going to be a hell of a show.
Okay. So now, Pierre Poilievre.
Yeah.
Before we get into
what we're going to talk about with PP, let me just kind of make a quick announcement.
Yeah. I want an update on the lawsuit.
Oh, do you want to? Okay. Well, you want to do the lawsuit first or you want to get to PP?
I want to hear
lawsuit
where you're
has something to do with PP. So let's just talk about PP because I want to talk about something to do with politics. I can't write about it anymore. I can't talk about politics anymore. I can't talk specifically the fake shit. And all of it's fake, right? Like press conferences talking about how they're letting serial killers out of jail. None of that is true. You know, memes and marketing campaigns about how Paul Bernardo and Luca Magnotta, two of the worst serial killers in the country, are basically a Club Med. None of that's true. They're in like solitary confinement and lockup. You know, and this weekend I had like this epiphany.
Yeah,
I am so exhausted by the distraction theater that is involved in politics right now that if I can see through it and I keep letting people know about it, that I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm not going to like say, hey, everybody, this is a lie. Here's what, because you can't fact check all these people fast enough to the point where it's like, I'm not going to put myself out emotionally or mentally for this bullshit anymore because I'm not in it to help people get elected. It's not why I'm here. It's not why I do content. So we're going to be pulling back from it and we're going to be mocking it from now on. We're going to be mocking the finer points of it. And one of those things happened this weekend where Pierre Poilievre legitimately is morphing into Donald Trump. Like he's just morphing into this like skinny, weird version of Donald Trump. Yes. Go ahead, Lachlan.
Before you show the picture.
Yeah.
And before we discuss this, I just want to say that I think there's going to be a tremendous amount of disappointment about you not writing about politics. I can't believe you're letting down everyone.
I'm not even going to talk about it anymore. Not in legitimate terms, because it is not a legitimate business. I think we've all arrived at that point, right?
Hey, show this picture, because I purposely didn't look at it when you explained what you wanted to show.
Yeah.
Because I want to have a reaction, an initial reaction.
Well, the reaction to keep in mind, this is the gentleman. He's the conservative leader of Canada, lied, cheated, stole his way to the conservative leadership.
They all do.
So it's all performative. Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, not that.
Yeah,
not
yeah, yeah. They all do.
This guy really did.
They're all in the same canoe.
No, but this guy got this guy paid people off to do it, which is a fact. So anyway, bottom line is Pierre Poilievre's taken wearing a lot of makeup. Okay. Like a lot of makeup. And keep in mind, this is the gentleman who wants to prevent people from trans people, non-binary people from wearing makeup. He doesn't believe in gender ideologies, all that stuff. Guys wears a lot of fucking makeup, which, you know, if you were a guy who was against makeup for men, no matter what, you'd think that this is a little hypocritical. Can we just have a look at the amount of foundation this man puts on his hairline? Look at that. That is Trump-esque bronzer.
So is that makeup, or is that one of those suntan things? Somebody might be able to know. Somebody might know a little bit better.
That's a cream. I did a little research. It's a type of cream.
Okay.
If you remember, Trump is a big fan of wearing the same sort of bronze cream.
I thought Trump's was a tanning thing, like one of those spray tans, isn't it?
No. This is PP again, where he's got the full makeup
he
on.
Looks like a Snapchat filter.
Yeah. He's a human Snapchat filter at this point. That's exactly it. And you can see the top of his hair.
Hey, Mom, is that a Sears mannequin? He doesn't even look real.
No, he looks wasted all the time, too.
That's, you know what it is? You will meet people in your life, and it's not even about politics, but they're so concerned about what other people are that other people think of them. And I think that's what we have here. I think that
Trump.
I didn't know he wore a cream. I thought he did a spray tan.
Oh, like, no, that's a cream, dude. He puts that on in the morning. I'm well aware of it. I know people that do this, but they are women.
Okay.
Yeah, you can see this is the Donald Trump bronzer. To your point, yeah, I mean, this is how you can tell it's just a big work, right? Like, they want you to think they are something they are not. And to your point, Pierre Poilievre is taking this so seriously now because he's up in the polls by like 17 points, just crushing Trudeau at the moment. He's like, I got to keep the dream alive. I need people to think I am much better looking than I am.
Well, I think there's that, honestly, Dean. And you know what? I think part of the problem in the world that we live in is that it actually is a thing. And I remember being wildly frustrated when people were talking about how nice Trudeau's hair was, right? Like, and I'm like, please tell me you didn't vote for him because he's got nice locks. And I think there was a faction of the population that did. So PP might be concerned about that comparison. If he goes into an election, is he competing on a platform, or are people voting for Trudeau because he's better looking?
Like, yeah, that's what they're doing. He's trying to get the good-looking vote.
We can be fairly shallow.
Dude, you're not wrong. That's the funny part. Because about 6 months ago, if you remember correctly, and this is what I love and hate about politics, too, is they know people are stupid, right? They know that we're dumb. They know they're like, hey, you just got to give these people the perception of something, and they'll get mad and do something, or they'll think something totally different.
But six months ago, it just drives me insane. It doesn't work.
Because you have to be all things to a certain group of people. That's what politics is. That's why I don't interview any politicians. That's why I fucking can't stand them. Because none of these people are real people.
Because I would love to interview PP and then ask him what kind of bronzer he's using.
Yeah, do you get bronzer tips from the big orange goo master? Yeah, from him. Do you get bronzer tips from that guy? By the way, put some fucking effort into it, Donald, if you're gonna do that. You look like you look insane. Anyway, Lachlan just begged out. I'm sure he'll pop back into the podcast. But this is the problem that I have. The problem that I have is that Pierre Poilievre's hair is a mess. As always, the Dean Blundell Show is brought to you by our friends at FactCheck.io. FactCheck.io, do you believe? The good people at FactCheck are a quorum of software professionals, psychological professionals, journalists that have been very busy building some software so that you can fact check anything that you read. It doesn't matter. If it's got a URL, you'll be able to fact check it. Alternative sources, origins, whether or not it was an organic or inorganic campaign, whether or not you can trust the people that are putting out the information, and alternative sources. And there's going to be a weapon button too, where you can turn that information around and put it back out there accurately to combat disinformation. The good people at factcheck.io are right now testing their beta version of their free program. Yes, it will be free for anybody who wants to use it. They want to battle disinformation because it is a problem. Go to factcheck.io today. FAKTCHEK.io. FAKTCHEK.io. The world's most robust fact-checking disinformation software for news, social media, video, print, anything spoken word. These people are on the tip, and they use some of the finest software technology to be able to give you the advantage when it comes to getting agency back in your life, when it comes to information that you read. Go to factcheck.io today for more information. Sign up for the beta test, FAKTCHEK.io. The Dean Blundell Show is brought to you by factcheck.io. Factcheck.io, makers of the world's most comprehensive fact-checking software, that have been very busy building some software so that you can fact check anything that you read. It doesn't matter if it's got a URL, you'll be able to fact check it. Alternative sources, origins, whether or not it was an organic or inorganic campaign, whether or not you can trust the people that are putting out the information so that you can give yourself agency over information in the age of disinformation. Again, want to beta test their product? They're going to launch it in the next month or two. Go to factcheck.io today. FAKTCHEK. .io. Back to the show. Just wait for Locksky to come back in.
Buddy. There we go. I'm sorry about that. I don't know what happened.
That's okay. We only missed 2 minutes. I think your computer just
Can you flip that note? What were you talking about?
I was talking about how fake these people are.
Yeah.
How
fake. Yeah. Okay.
Pierre Paul.
Sorry about that. I don't know why. I don't know why my computer just went and shit out on me.
I'll just edit it. We'll pick up here. One of the other pictures that made me laugh too was an AI picture. So this is something that one of Pierre Polyev's fans did for him. And he took this picture, and there's the before and after in the same shot. I'll show it to you. He took this picture that makes him legitimately look like Superman. Like legit. Different jawline, different face, different eyebrows, different facial structure. And he's been using this in advertisements. I am not kidding you. Have a look. There you go. Look at the difference. On one side, he looks like Mark Consuelos. On the other side, he looks like his same dumpy self. Like, it's just fucking unbelievable.
You know what? The guy on the left definitely drives a motorbike on the weekends.
Oh, yeah. The guy on the left has a kill count of over 200, too. The guy on the right masturbates and cries. In the fetal position, he cries. When he masturbates, he feels bad. He feels like he's done something untoward to the Lord because of the thoughts that he had to have in his head to actually bring himself to fruition. That's his problem.
It is sad. Like, I mean, we don't have to berate the point. It is sad that we live in a world where the aesthetics, the outward appearance of somebody is more important than what they say and who they are.
Yeah. And people vote for that guy, right? You see it in the States too. They're running around with Joe Biden and Donald Trump, basically the same age. Everybody's like, Joe Biden's too old. It's like Donald Trump's almost the same age.
I will say this. Trump looks a little more virile than Biden. Biden's got that kind of walk, like he's walking like he might fall.
Yeah.
Trump is oddly for his age, right? I don't know. Maybe it's the McDonald's. Okay, now let's get an update on your Canada Proud lawsuit.
The old Canada Proud lawsuit?
Yeah, because I haven't really heard you talk about it much. It's still a thing? It's still ongoing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, still mega ongoing.
Okay.
Yeah. So what was it? November. It was end of November. We get sued by Canada Proud. And to understand what Canada Proud is, they do not represent Canada
It's a publication, right?
It is an online community created by a gentleman named Jeff Ballingall. Okay. Starts with Ontario Proud several years ago. They use Ontario Proud to curate a mailing list so that they can help Doug Ford get elected, right? And so part of that system, part of what they do, and you got to keep in mind, Jeff Ballingall comes from a company called Navigator. Navigator literally gets paid to fuck people's reputations over or to salvage reputations.
We don't need to get into it, but you have a relationship with Navigator.
Yeah, yeah. They got paid to pay me as a total homophobe about 10 years ago. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Jeff Ballingall was one of the guys on that file, so he's familiar with it. So we take great pride in telling you the truth about people like Pierre Poilievre. His lies, da-da-da-da-da, conservative lies, da-da-da-da-da, Maple MAGA, da-da-da-da-da. Yep, exactly. And so in November, they sued us. And when I say they, I mean a proxy of the Conservative Party, because Jeff Ballingall runs the Proud group of networks, Canada Proud, Ontario Proud, Alberta Proud, all the dumb Proud, Proud, Proud. It's like it's legitimately a calling card to Anglo-Saxon old stock Canadians.
Well, it's following a template from the United States of how segmented broadcasting has become on the political side of things, right? There's a left-wing, you know, version of politics, and then there's a right-wing version of politics, sadly, and it's grown over the years, and it's eking its way into the Canadian system as well.
Yeah, the same model.
Not as predominant, but
let's just create this website. Let's tell people we're reporters. Let's tell people we're a media company that just really believes that this person is better for Canada than the other
one
person.
Side.
Correct. However, they're paid for that by those sides, right? So in the case of Canada Proud, they're owned by a company called Mobilize Media. The owner of that company is a guy named Jeff Ballingall. So they get paid massive sums of money by the Conservative Party of Canada, Doug Ford's Conservative Party, the UCP, and Saskatchewan government. These are all very hardline conservative
governments. How do you know
government.
This?
Because I know the people that do all the business with these people. So and we're balls deep in a lawsuit. So we've had to do a bunch of research. We've also talked to a bunch of people that have done business with these guys. We also have a bunch of their vendors on the line. We've subpoenaed some people. So effectively, we're going to go head to head. Canada Proud and I, they sued us because I alleged that they help organize anti-Trudeau sentiment that culminates in the mobbing of this man, which we've seen several times. And they waited 6 months, didn't have a problem with it, and then sent us a lawsuit the week that we started hammering Pierre for making up lies about terror attacks that weren't terror attacks, et cetera, et cetera. So, because he's a compulsive liar. And these gentlemen at Canada Proud are paid to make his compulsive lies look like semblance of the truth. It's called fear porn, rage farming. That's what Canada Proud does. If you remember over Christmas, they sent out a note saying, Justin Trudeau took a bribe in Turks and Caicos. You remember that? Justin Trudeau got bribed. This is what they do. No, he went on a Christmas vacation. That's what he did at a friend's place who paid for your accommodations. Anyway, doesn't matter. Long story short, their entire mission on their website, Canada Proud, is to...
I usually believe anything negative about Justin Trudeau, so I might be their target audience.
He's Castro's dad. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, what's the link? Son.
So anyway,
come on, you don't believe that?
Because we went after Pierre Poilievre, because we went after him, and because they are the proxy, Castro the official Trudeau. The official media partner of Pierre Poilievre, and because Pierre Poilievre cannot sue private citizens, these guys sued us.
Okay.
They sued us for the maximum allowable in Ontario Supreme Court, which is $200,000.
Didn't they offer to drop it if you would stop talking about pee-pee?
They didn't offer to drop it. They wanted it to conclude as fast as possible because we have a healthy GoFundMe to fight them legally. And we also don't give a shit because we know we're right.
So GoFundMe, where is it at?
GoFundMe is at $41,000.
I can't believe that.
And we need to get to 50. This is a fact. Like, I mean, because here's the thing. What we're not doing is we're not just fighting this lawsuit and defending ourselves. We have a counterclaim. And this is kind of the news that I wanted to share. The counterclaim says, no, 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 no. we know what you do, and we can prove it. And you coming after us is frivolous. So we happen to think there might be a class action lawsuit here now, because we've had so many people come up to us and say we've been threatened by these people. Because keep in mind, Canada Proud, literally, if anybody had an issue with any of their shit that they put out together, they would send lawyers on Twitter to say, delete this or we're going to sue you. Delete this or we're going to sue you.
Yeah.
Delete this or we're going to sue you. We're going to come after you. Like literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of threats. And then finally they sued us. And so the whole goal for this organization is to damage, threaten other people
in order
who take
to
issue
suppress
with exactly
what they view
any
as
checking of any of the shit that they put out on behalf of their client, which they're exclusively paid for, right? They are literally paid to attack Canadian citizens, private citizens. They're literally paid to attack the reputation of individuals in this country, whether they be private citizens, media outlets, whether they be prime ministers or people in cabinet. Yep. And these are the people that continually come up with and gin up these ideas that Canada sucks, Canada's broken. Where these are the same people that put out all of the Pierre Poilievre doesn't like serial killers and Justin Trudeau does, and they're all playing hockey at Club Fed. Like, this is the same people. It's all a lie. These are all distractions. And so when we point that out, and they come after us and sue us for $200,000. And the other part of this thing, which is fascinating, is there's an injunction that they're asking for that prevents me from talking about them at all. That's what they want. So they want money because they say I embarrass them by telling the truth about them. And they also want an injunction that prevents me from talking about them. These people get paid. That money that they're using to sue us, to silence us, to threaten hundreds of people online, comes from conservative donors in the Conservative Party of Canada into Jeff Ballingall's bank account. And then he pays lawyers to do this for who? For everybody else. And so our GoFundMe is healthy for sure, but we need more. And the reason why we need more is because we're not just defending this lawsuit. We're going to turn this lawsuit around. So in the description of this podcast, you can go and donate to our GoFundMe. We would love to get to 50, maybe even to 60. Our goal was 50. We're almost there. And I couldn't be more grateful for the help that people have been. We partnered with Canadians on this because disinformation is the biggest issue that we have. Yes. And it continues to drive people crazy. It continues to drive people to punch their neighbors in the face and do dumb shit. So we would like to not just counterclaim against Canada Proud. We want to go to the source. We want to know where Canada Proud gets their money. We want to get to discovery. So if we can do that and people can continue to help us, support us by donating and sharing the link for our GoFundMe. We're going to be able to kind of get to the bottom of how disinformation and the network of disinformation in this country continually goes to benefit one group of people. Because really, dude, I want to know how it works. That's my
goal. I have two questions about this. Okay. Yeah. And I don't know if you're going to be able to answer the first one. Did David Parker substantiate any of your theories here about this Canada Proud organization?
I would say we have a lot of help from a lot of different people. That's what I
leave it
say.
At that. Okay. Here's another question.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, I'd also like to point out that the left does this in a different, but also does something similar to sort of control the narrative. All political parties do this. This is the battle you're in, and I appreciate the battle you're in, but I also have a question about the money for the GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Let's say I took a couple of days off and flew to Toronto and hung out with you for a weekend. Would you be able to dip into the GoFundMe and like take me to the brass rail? No. Okay. Just drinks. The keg.
No.
Let's go to the keg.
No. This is money meant to get people legitimately the information they want about disinformation in this
country. I'm so glad you've decided not to talk about or write about politics anymore.
I'm not gonna. I'm just dealing with it.
Let me tell you my ministry story and then we can wrap up.
All right.
So yeah, you know
you said you're thinking of going to ministry tonight, is that correct?
I'm going to ministry tonight.
You now, are?
I've decided to, and this is why. Okay, so
I've had a bad ministry experience, dude. I don't know.
Let's tell the little story. I have not been able to listen to ministry since 1992. Now, I'm not a big drug guy. You know that.
Yeah.
When I was 22 years old, I was in Vancouver. I was going to radio school, and a friend of mine said, "Hey, we're going to Lollapalooza at Thunderbird Stadium this weekend, and I'm wondering if you want to go." And I looked at the lineup, and there was a couple of bands in there that I knew. I wasn't a big, I didn't know a lot about grunge. I knew a little bit about it, but I was like, yeah, I love live music. Let's go. So it's a beautiful day. We park our car. We're walking to the venue, and a guy puts his hand out, and he says, "Hey, do you guys want to drop acid?" And I'm like...
Are you fucking serious?
Yes.
You took hand acid from a stranger?
Yes. So I took a dose of whatever the hell it was. I don't even know.
It was acid.
And I just know that he had said it was acid. And so we go into the venue, and within, I don't know, an hour, I'm not even sure how long it took to sort of hit. And listen, this was... We got there at the beginning of the show. I'm a huge Tool fan, and I missed the second stage, but they were on the up by the beer gardens, and I missed that. I can't believe I missed Tool in 1992 before they released Undertow. Anyway, because I think Undertow came out in 93.
Easily one of the best albums in the history of musical hard rock and roll. Easily.
Such a great record. Anyway, what did you tell me the other day about the connection between Tool and Dune? Was that you?
No.
Somebody said Dune was for like...
Now I'm concerned that you might have Alzheimer's and that I don't think we should be working together because you might start remembering and forgetting things.
No, listen. I was one and done on psychedelics. I've never done mushrooms because this bothered me.
It messed you up?
Yes. So I've avoided... and I'm like... I'm very casual pot smoker, like, and I'm very careful with it because I get way too stoned. I smoked when I was a kid, but it was like, it was the stuff that was grown behind the...
Well, and that's your problem. You smoked when you're a kid. You're not supposed to smoke when you're a kid. It'll fuck up your brain.
Well, no, but it wasn't any good. It was like, we called it shake. It didn't even stick together. It just gave you a headache. Yeah. I got actually a story about us finding a marijuana field in the bush. Anyway, yeah. That's another story.
Thank you.
So anyway, I'm on my way into ministry. Soundgarden's on stage. Pearl Jam.
You're like, loaded with hand acid from a stranger.
About 5 o'clock in the afternoon, ministry, it's sun comes out. Jesus in the Mary Chain. It's about 5 o'clock. I'm in the middle of a mosh pit. And this was one of the bands that a lot of people were there to see. It's always been a big band, but it's got a massive underground following. At about that time, I peaked, and I just remember being more terrified than I have ever been in my life about anything. I lost, my watch. I lost my t-shirt. I lost my hat. I lost my fanny pack. I lost a shoe.
Lost your mind.
When I left the venue, I had one shoe on and a pair of jeans. I managed to hang on to my wallet for some reason. And I'm not a put a wallet in your front pocket guy, but I had my wallet in my front pocket.
You back pocket guy? Back pocket wallet guy?
Yes. And it's on my list of people I don't trust if you put your wallet in your front pocket. But I ended up with a wallet, and I bought a Lollapalooza t-shirt in the parking lot on my way to try to find the people that I had lost at the concert, too. So I ended up limping home with one shoe. And so I've never been able to listen to ministry, and it was a bad experience for me. So I've never jumped back into this psychedelic world. So fast forward to 2024.
It's a big day for you.
Somebody's watching the podcast.
Yeah.
On Monday, sends me a note and goes, "I saw the YouTube on your locker room page. Sorry to hear you going." He goes, "I remember you telling a story about being in ministry in 1992 at Lollapalooza. I was at that concert." I had a similar experience. He didn't get into any details, but said, I haven't been able to listen to them either.
Oh, this is going to be therapy for both of you.
I got a pair of tickets for the show. So I'm literally going with Trevor to ministry at Midway tonight.
Dude, you're going to get back on that horse and ride again. You're going to teach that monkey that was on your back a thing or two. You're going to get through PTSD. You're finally going to be able to go to a ministry show, and you're going to hold hands with a complete stranger who had the exact same horrific experience on psychedelics that you did at your last ministry show 32 years ago.
Okay, question for you.
This is a big psychological deal. Yes, go ahead.
Should I do acid again?
100%. And I want a full fucking I lost my headphones. And I want a full fucking report tomorrow morning. I want to see you petrified in front of me on a screen tomorrow morning, asking me just whether or not this ends soon or should you kill yourself.
How did it go, Locke? Good. I told you you'd appreciate it. I wasn't going to go. I told him at first. And he goes, man, I think you should rethink it.
You should, dude. This is therapeutic for you. You've got PTE. Absolutely. You haven't gone to a ministry show for 32 years because you dropped acid the last time you went and had a terrible experience.
I am not even kidding.
Life after.
A couple of times in the last 30 years, ministry, I've heard ministry.
Yeah.
And I literally have, like, my skin starts crawling. I swear to God.
It's like that tequila experience everybody has. You had it with acid at a ministry show. But when you're like 16, you're like, I'm going to hammer like half a bottle of tequila, see what happens. And you never drink tequila again because the smell of it makes you want to retch because it's ruined your brain. Right? Yeah. Same thing.
I have the same thing with tequila.
Same thing. Yeah, I'm excited for how you react tonight. You have to drive. Is Trevor bringing acid? Do you get more stranger?
I've met acid? Trevor, and Trevor is the type of guy that may have made a batch of acid in his garage on the weekend. So he didn't say. But I think we went through two different paths in life. I stopped doing it. I think Trevor may have continued to do it and actually learned how to make it himself. He's an interesting duck.
All right. Have fun tonight. Ministry, Lachlan.
I'm wading into some very interesting waters this evening.
I want to know how it goes. Lachlan Cross. At Lachlan Cross is where you can find him on Twitter. You can also subscribe to his YouTube channel, The Locker Room. And the Locker Room merch page right now has Save Lachlan Cross t-shirts available for purchase, correct?
Yes. Oddly, people are buying them, which I find a great deal of humor in. So I appreciate it because that goes to beer fund.
Yeah.
Also, the Dean Blundell merch page is back up and running. And you mentioned Doug Ford. Remember the Fuck You, Doug shirts?
Yeah.
Fuck you, Doug.
Are they back?
Those are up there.
I'm going to sell some of those today. Yeah,
I'll send you the link, okay, right. And then you can post it. All right.
Look forward to it. Thanks, buddy. Don't forget, you can get everything we do at Cryer Media. That's where you can find my friend Lachlan Cross, at Lachlan Cross on Twitter.
I should update my bio on the webpage. I think it says I'm still employed.
No, not employed. You got fired. Love the product placement today, too. Nice hat.
There you go.
Ardent Roofing Systems.
It's a good guy.
Great dude.
Yeah, really good guy and cares about the community that he lives in. At some point, I think we'll be talking to Stacy on this program. I wouldn't be surprised if that happens sooner than later. Okay, brother.
Okay, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. Lachlan Cross. He is the host of the Locker Room, Locker Room merch page. You can go and get the Save Lachlan Cross t-shirts. Really cool shirts. Really nice. You'll love them. Thank you, everybody, for being part of the show. Really appreciate it. I want to thank our partners and friends, specifically at Fact Check. Disinformation Killer is coming. It is software that is unbeatable. It checks the epistemology of social media. It checks the sources of information, and then it doubles back through AI, and it makes sure that it gives you the answer you're looking for. Disinformation and the disinformation environment that we live in, the post-truth society that we seem to all not enjoy, someone had to come to the table with a solution, and Fact Check did. These are scientists and journalists, people that actually give a shit And they're building a free tool right now where you can cross-reference and fact-check anything from written word to video to pictures to spoken word. It's the Shazam of fact-checking, FACTCHEK.io. Go to factcheck.io today to join their beta testing program. Referral program is coming this week. So get in on the ground level. You'll be glad you did as they roll this out globally. Become a fact-check partner, verified fact-check partner at factcheck.io. Again, FACTCHEK.io. Do you believe? Also brought to you by CanTorque, makers of rugged, hard-working torque wrenches. Colin and his group have every solution under one roof. Doesn't matter what it is. CanTorque offers a complete range of services and products, making you and them your one-stop destination for all your bolting needs, saving you time, effort, and hassle. What is a torque wrench? Super, super simple. It is a bolting solution that you cannot find a torque wrench for, and they are powered by some of the greatest technology and proprietary technology in the torque wrench industry, and Colin is the best in the world. So proud of it. He does everything in beautiful Canada out of Edmonton, Alberta. He puts a maple leaf on every single one of his products, which you can check out at his new website, cantorque.com. Check out their services, get in touch, get a quote, and have a look. Reliability you can trust, 20 years of unparalleled global expertise, all your solutions under one roof. Go to cantorque.com today for more information. Also brought to you by our friends at Muse on the Mic, Muse Massage Spot, Canada's number one body house. And the ladies at Muse are lovely. 1290 Finch Avenue West, Unit 13, Toronto, Ontario. Toronto, this is in your backyard. Have a wonderful sexual experience at a licensed body rub parlor with two women who know what they're doing. And you can download their podcast today as well, Muse on the Mic. Anywhere you get your fine podcasts, including Google, Apple, Spotify, go to Cryer Media and their Patreon channel or YouTube channel. Muse on the Mic for both. YouTube, Muse on the Mic. Patreon, Muse on the Mic. And the Patreon one is completely uncensored, and you will love it. Also, they're educators. They're sexologists, and they're advocates for the sex work industry. And very funny. They got some great stories in their latest episode, so make sure you go and download Muse on the Mic today and make sure you make an appointment with the ladies at Muse, MuseMassageSpa.com. And brought to you by Ed's Fine Imports. His Gitch are engineered for any level of performance, luxury boxer briefs, pouch in the front. Buy three, get one free right now. Go to Ed's Fine Imports, get three, and you'll get the fourth for free with Gitch 3. That is your promo code. You'll also get 15% off your entire purchase and receive an exclusive access to new arrivals, promotions, contest invites, and more. Bunch of different colors. Honest to God, I cannot stress this enough. A great underwear, if you have one, is one that you have forever. You don't switch. Guys, you know this. You've got your brand. You know what you do. Make this your brand. I guarantee you won't switch. Boxer briefs, pouch in the front, mid everyday level of performance. Barely there, super soft, moisture wicking fabric. Gitch 3 is your promo code. That'll give you a free pair of underwear when you buy three or more, a bunch of different colors. Edsfineimports.com. Have a great day, everybody. Appreciate you joining us for the program. Alex De Rebekoff up next. Donald J. Robertson up next. Stoic author, philosopher. So stay with us. Tell everybody where you can get your podcast, The Dean Blundell Show on YouTube, Cryer Media's YouTube channel as well. Go and download, subscribe, Google, Apple, Spotify, et cetera, and find us everything we do at Cryer Media, cryer.co. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. Bye.
I'm your eager beaver.
And I'm Mr. Grizzly.
If you love politics
or hate politics,
then have we the perfect podcast for you.
The True North Eager Beaver.
Incisive political commentary.
We keep you up to date
and give you the political and media literacy you seek
to help you
cut through the bovine fecal matter.
Facts first.
Sound analysis.
Sometimes I growl.
Sometimes I sass.
We impart civics and build community.
And we share some laughs along the way.
Being informed
and engaged has never been more fabulous.
Or sexy. Catch us on the Dean Blundell Network. Or on our YouTube channel.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because democracy is something you do.
I'm Jeff Woods, and I'm shining a light on music and the rock stars who make it.
He just was one of those people. He stood out.
He was a magic guy. He really was a magic guy. We all have force. He had the same amount of force as we all have.
This was before Led Zeppelin. Robert was full on. I mean, he was Led Zeppelin without the band behind him. He had the hair, the jeans, the whole thing, you know. And he was amazing.
The Records and Rockstars podcast, heard around the world and yours to hear wherever you get podcasts. All the episodes from JeffWoodsRadio.com.